Okay, good morning, all. So we're up to Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalet over here. So we started saying last time how the way that they used to, back in the day, spread the word about the new month was they would light a fire on the top of a mountain, and they would go from mountain to mountain by each mountain seeing a flame, and then they would know to light their own flame. And then we said that they discontinued this practice after a while because people were tricking them and lighting fires in the wrong days, and so they decided to just use the messenger system. But the Mishnah continues over here in explaining how the mountain system used to work back in the day. Mishnah Dalet. Me'ayin hayu masin masuos. Which mountains did they go on to start lighting the torches to send the sign that the new month had been established? Me'har ha'mishcha le'sartava u'misartava le'grof. So mostly these mountain names probably will be meaningless to most of us, but we'll just go through them anyways. So the first one is Har HaMishcha. It's the mountain of oil, which means Har HaZeitim. So that one I think most of us are familiar with. And then they went to after they lit on Har HaZeitim, then they would go to Sartava and Grofina to Chavran, Chavran to Beis Baltin. Beis Baltin, the significance of it is that it was close to the city of Pumbedisa. Pumbedisa was in Bavel. So basically the idea was, so they would light a fire on top of a mountain in Yerushalayim. Then they would reach a mountain that was all the way close enough to Bavel, and once they had all the Jews in Yerushalayim and Bavel that were familiar, then basically you had most a significant portion of the Jews. So that's how the system used to work. And when the guy got up to Beis Baltin and he lit the fire on that mountain, which again was close to Bavel, Ela Molich, so he would not move from his place. Ela Molich, he would basically sit there and wave this fire up until the time he would see that the entire the way the Mishnah describes it is that the entire diaspora was lit up, that each one of them had lit their own fire. So the Mepharshim explained that this means that basically people in exile would see the fire from the mountain on Beis Baltin, and they would all go up on their roofs and light fires. So that would show him that everyone was aware that the new Chodesh had been established. Okay, that was the old system. Mishnah Hey explains what happened when all the people, when all the witnesses in the new system used to come to Yerushalayim. So imagine, we try not to deter anyone from coming, so there were probably lots of people. So let's see what Mishnah Hey has to say. Chatzer Gadola Haisa B'Yerushalayim U'Beis Yazik Haisa Nikreis. There was a large courtyard called Beis Yazik, and that's where all the messengers used to come when they thought they saw the new moon and they were going to give their testimony. So this is where all the witnesses used to gather, and this is where the Beis Din used to question all these witnesses. And we know that wherever there's food, people want to come. So they used to make sure there were big feasts in this courtyard waiting for all the witnesses, so that when they would come, they would have lots of good food, and that would entice people to want to come more regularly. There's a good meal, so you obviously would want more likely to be coming to give your testimony. Says the Mishnah, so we know that you were in theory allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You could even walk more than 2,000 Amos, which we would call outside of your Tchum. You were allowed to do that to give testimony about the new moon. So says the Mishnah, Barishona, lo hayu zazin misham kol yom. So in theory, we know that you can violate Shabbos to go give testimony. So once they got there, they would have gone way outside their tchum. So if originally they would not be able to leave from the courtyard the entire day. They would get there on Shabbos, let's say, to give testimony. They couldn't leave until Shabbos was over. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel hazakin shiyum ahalchin alpayim amal lechol ruch. However, Rabbi Gamliel the hazakin said, no, this is ridiculous. You can't have people be stuck in the courtyard the entire day on Shabbos if they're coming to do a nice thing and give testimony about the new moon. So he had made a new takana that once they get to this new courtyard and they give their testimony, they're ready to leave. They're allowed, they're basically considered as if they went into this courtyard from before Shabbos, and their new tchum says that they can go within 2,000 amos of this courtyard. And this new rule of Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin did not just apply to people who gave testimony about the new moon, but rather also midwives who would go out of the tchum to deliver a baby, which we know is permissible to leave the tchum. Someone who's going outside of the tchum to save people from a fire, from a, like an army that's attacking from a flooding river or from a collapsed building. So once they leave their tchum, which again was permissible to do all these actions, the new place where they are at is considered their place where they started from on Shabbos, and therefore they can go within a 2,000 amah radius of that area. So that brings the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav. For now, we will stop right here.